The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has launched a campaign to help parents recognize early signs of developmental delay in their young children. The CDC says if parents can identify the red flags of mental retardation, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and autism, then they can seek early treatment for their children, and that could dramatically improve their future. Here's NPR's Patricia Nament.
Most parents eagerly track their child's height and weight, and even when they get their first teeth. Now, CDC officials say there's something else to measure that's equally, if not more, important. Dr. Jose Cordero directs the CDC's National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities.
We call the campaign Learn the Signs, Act Early. And the main point is, what are the expected milestones in terms of social and emotional development?
The CDC campaign includes posters for doctors' offices and a checklist for parents and doctors. At 3 months, for example, a child should be able to imitate some of their parents' movements and facial expressions. They should be able to open and shut their hands and grasp onto toys. And, says Cordero,
at 7 months, a child should begin to have some form of social play, whether it is smiling to the child and the child smiles back, or exchanging objects, the child interested in mirror images.
These are questions parents can answer while observing their children, and if they notice something unusual, Cordero says, they should talk with their child's doctor. If necessary, an evaluation by a child development specialist can determine if a child does have a serious developmental delay. Then they can be referred to special centers to work with teams of specialists, including speech therapists, behavior therapists, and psychiatrists. In some cases, Cordero says, a wait-and-see approach may simply delay an opportunity to help.
Many children with autism and other developmental disabilities are diagnosed late, meaning that first recognition of their diagnosis come at age 5 or when they're in school age. We want to change that. We would like to be sure that every child that has a developmental delay is recognized by age 3.
Cordero points to studies that have shown early treatment can significantly improve a child's development. Dr. Sarah Spence knows that well. Spence is a pediatric neurologist at UCLA.
From birth to 3, some of the greatest changes in maturation in the brain are happening. And certainly our understanding of brain development and the crucial kind of window of brain development in the first 3 years of life would make us believe that the earlier you start, the better off you're going to be.
CDC officials say most states have early intervention programs that are free for children under 3. But once a child is over 3 years old, services are less available. Evaluations can be costly. And if a child is diagnosed with a serious developmental delay, there is a lack of trained specialists. CDC officials say this campaign is an important first step. If children can be identified early, then efforts can begin to boost the infrastructure to help them. Patricia Nament, NPR News.